A very touching story came in to us here at Good Morning Angels on Jacaranda FM from, and it's a story about Natasha and her son specifically, and the way that they fled from a very abusive situation and eventually ended up in very good care. But the story along the way is just something else. Natasha's on the line this morning. Mora, goeiemôre. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I want you to take us back. How many years ago did you decide to change your life? And what happened there?
Okay, about 3 years ago. I was in a very abusive, mentally, physically. My son of... I have two sons staying with me. My one son was kicked out by my husband. And then son was 15, and we decided, I said to him, you know what, we've got to get out here. My mom phoned me, she said, no, you've got to get out. I wasn't going to end up seeing you in a coffin. Anyway, we made arrangements, and we said we were going to, my brother to help him look after my niece. So we got on the bus, and my son left with a backpack, I left with one bag, two pillows, one blanket. We ended up staying by friends.
Yeah, this is from Durban, am I right?
From Durban, yeah. We fled from Durban.
Yeah.
We stayed with friends in Augsburg for a week, and then it just didn't work, so we started walking. The man picked us up, an old man, took us to Pretoria. We stayed with him, and then I got a part-time job, basically, and I worked, and he eventually locked us out. We slept in the bush, and we slept by the police station one night, and then my son phoned my brother, so he picked us up, and we ended up at the Haven Care Centre.
Before we get to the Haven Care Centre, I just want to take you back just for a moment. How long were you in that abusive relationship for?
Nearly 9 years.
9 years, and when did the abuse start?
The abuse started 3 years into our marriage because he was always on call out, so he was having affairs as well.
And you say the abuse was not only emotionally, but also physically.
Physically, yes.
And how many years did you endure that, the abuse?
You can say 5-6 years. I had nowhere to go. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to get out of it. And then when my mom said that to me, I said, that's it. I'm out.
Did you talk to other people about it while it was going on?
No. I didn't speak to anybody else, only my mom and dad. And my mom said, get out. But there was no care centers in Durban that would help families, my son and I, nobody. We lost contact with our friends because they were his friends as well.
And then eventually, and also your mom encouraged you and said, Natasha, you guys need to get out there. And that's where you packed your bags. And he didn't know you were leaving, right?
No, he didn't.
Where did he think you were going?
He thought I was going to my brother for a week to look after my niece.
Meanwhile, you were heading to Pretoria?
Yeah, I was heading to Augsburg.
Augsburg, and then ended up in Pretoria.
That's it.
Did you say that you ended up sleeping under a bush?
Yes, we did, in Laudium.
That is just something else.
But a really brave son. He
stuck with
me. Sorry. He stuck with me through everything.
And then what happened there? From that night, or the time that you slept under the bush in Laudium, how did you eventually end up at the Haven Care Centre? They are in Benoni, am I right?
Yes.
How did you get there?
My son phoned my brother. Said, "Oh, don't phone my brother." And he said, "Ma, let me phone you, please." And he phoned my oldest brother. My oldest brother picked me up, and they phoned the place, and they said, "No, come in," and we came in. So we've been very blessed.
Tell me something. If you look back now and you think back now, would you have spoken out to more people about it? And also, second part of the question is, what stopped you from speaking to other people about it?
I would never, I don't know, I don't think I would have, because not all people have got a good heart. Not all people want to listen to your problems.
Sure.
And I don't know. I just feel that I doubt I would have spoken to more people, because I became very introvert. I wouldn't talk to people. I went on mute. I didn't want to talk to people. I was scared of people. When I got your cure, I was very scared.
You're very scared of people. You've lost faith in people.
Yes, yes. And then after 2-3 weeks, then I started talking to people there, and I started opening up.
Yeah, and that's when you started trusting people more and opening up to them. If I may ask you, how did he get you to hang around for so many years? Did he make promises? Did he ever promise to be better and change? Did he ever make it make you feel like it's your fault? What happened there?
He made lots of promises.
Mm.
He made lots and lots of promises. He said, "I'll change. Don't worry, I will never do that again." Mm. And then he said, "I promise you, I'll give you better, I'll do better." And it never changed. It never changed. All these promises were worth nothing. I mean, I gave it time, and then my son looked at me one day, and I looked at him, and when we went to my mom spoke, and he looked at me and said, "Mommy, it's your choice. I'm behind you no matter what you choose." And
I was going to say that you must never even accept it once. One must never even, deal with it ever, not even once, but never even more than, no matter what promises, what, it's never your fault. It is never good enough for it to happen in the first place. Never mind the second place, third place, fourth place, fifth place, never mind 6 years. And I'm so glad. And so happy that you made it out. I really am. And your son is so... He's incredible, isn't he? He's strong.
He's an amazing boy.
And he's still with you?
And he's still with me, yeah.
And he's the one who said to you, "Write to Good Morning Angels."
That's it. On Sunday morning, we were laying on the bed. He said, "Ma, why don't we write to Good Morning Angels? Just to say thank you for our lives. Thank you for what... and where we are."
Sure.
And that's the part that touched me so much about the letter that you wrote. And good on him. Do you want to name him? Or should we?
His name is Willem.
Willem.
His name is Willem.
Willem, jy is net ongelooflik. Ongelooflik. He's 17 now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think he's got such a bright future ahead of him. I really, really do. And what touched me about the letter that you wrote is you didn't write it asking anything for yourself.
No.
You asked us to assist these amazing people from this care center that took you in to help them, help people like yourself and other people. Tell me about this care center.
This care center is amazing. We get 3 meals a day. We've got a roof over our head. We've got, we like a family. The owners have gone out their way for us. They do everything for us. And it's about time that they get blessed.
And how did they get, so you got to them via your brother, am I right?
Yeah, well, he phoned a place, and then they told him about the center.
That's just amazing. And how long have you been there now?
Nearly 3 years. It's like home. You don't want to leave.
Shame, Natasha. What does the future hold for you? What do you want to do?
Well, I would like to one day get a job, get on my own. But it's very difficult because I feel very safe and secure, yeah?
Will you ever trust people again?
I actually have started trusting people. I have. Thank you to the owners. They make me trust people. They sit and they talk to me a lot. If I'm feeling down or having a bad day, they tell me, you know what, you've got to give people opportunities, chances, trust. So, yeah, I'm working on it. Please.
You're working on it. And what are the owners' names?
The owners' names is John and Engelke Little.
Engelke. John and Engelke. Who do we have on the line this morning? Is it Engelke, I think? Engelke?
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
What a story. And I'm so happy that that you're just so amazing that you've given her, almost given her back her faith in humanity and confidence in herself and just the love that she deserves, Inelke.
Well, we try. And yes, I talk a lot to Natasha, but she has never told me what she has said this morning. I got the basics of it, but she never told me the depth of her trauma. And I'm really happy that we were there for her.
So are we, honestly. And we need you to keep doing what you're doing. You were flagged as her hope, as a change in her life. At one stage, sleeping under a bush in a police station, goodness knows where, and you took you guys took them in, and you've changed their lives. So at Good Morning Angels, we want to just give you a little something on behalf of Natasha and Willem. I'm going to give you 20,000 rand this morning to say thank you and to ask you to keep doing what you're doing.
I have no words. Natasha is an amazing person. She's a character all on her own. You know, we've become really good friends. And I can tell you now, if I said to her, Natasha, let's go rob a bank, she says, which one, where, when?
Oh, please don't.
No, I'm not. But, you know, she's so dedicated. And she's... I can't believe that she actually phoned you guys. But... thank you very much.
Well, it is her son's Willem's idea on Sunday to contact Good Morning Angels, and I'm happy that he did and that they did, because it's not just about the 20,000 we're giving you this morning. I'm hoping that, you know, so many other people listen that have big hearts and that are so generous that could change the course of their lives even more. Because Natasha, jy verdien soveel meer.
Oh,
yeah, dankie. Jy en Willem. Hoe oud is jy nou, Natasha, as ek mag vra?
I'm 46.
46 years old, and I, you know, I hope you've got many amazing years ahead.
Yeah, I do have. I've got to wait till my son's out of school. He says, Mark, nothing can happen to you until I'm old and out of the house.
What does he want to become?
He wants to become a soccer player, a professional soccer player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It's always been his dream.
Wat is span? Weet jy wat is span hy voorskree?
Chelsea.
Where is it? Okay. Well, listen, I'm not in a position to judge. I have no idea. Natasha and Willem and also John and Inelke at the Haven Care Center, all of you, all the best, all the love. In Natasha, alles van die beste in die toekoms. Willem, maak school klaar. Miskien sien ons jou op TV met 'n sokkerspan, jy weet nooit nie. Good to meet you all. Thanks for sharing your story. Thanks for contacting our Good Morning Angels. We appreciate it. And all the best. Look after each other, okay?
Thank you very, Martin, very much.
Martin, I would just like to say thank you very much to Good Morning Angels. This is out of the blue and so needed. And I just want to say thank you very, very much.
You're most, most welcome. Look after each other, and thanks for speaking to me. Cheers,
have a
everybody.
Great day. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Sure. Great job, Angels. Great job. Right
now. Good Morning, Angels.
Thank you for the beautiful work that you guys do.
Changing lives every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. With Martin Bester.